Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to see all of you again. I think it's so nice that today we started with a children's song. Because sometimes I've got that you hear a children's song and you're like, wow, what a lyrics. What can I still learn so much from it? It's like, wow, what a depth is in children's songs sometimes. So that's what I also noticed with the preparation before this. Maybe there's a children's song that you know. Like clay in the hands of the potter. That's the way you are in my hand, says the Lord. As clay in the hand of the potter. That's how I make you to the glory of and honor of me. Like, knead me, Lord. Also, when it sometimes hurts, knead me, Lord God. You know exactly the way I must be. And I want to talk to you about the potter, the mirror, and the sword. It sounds like a fairy tale, but it's opposite to it. It's a hard reality. And I want to start with a question. Why are we actually here in the church? Have we came here to be encouraged? Like, I think it's really good that we get encouraged and to be built up with the sermons that we just heard. That is very biblically. But more and more, I notice that we also go to the church to just have fun, to hear some beautiful things, to hear some positive words, and to feel wonderful about yourself again. That's not strange, and that's not wrong. But the danger is that we get our own desires through that, and that the sharpness of the Word of God, we don't want to hear it anymore. And that's true when we read in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 to 4. So that because there will be a day when the people don't want to listen anymore to the Word of God, and that they will choose teachers for themselves so that they will hear what they really want to hear. They don't want to hear to the truth anymore, only to like make up things. It's not like... And the beautiful thing in a Hasbe is that teachers will choose their own desires. And that they say, like, how bad that these teachers have a wrong way of teaching. But it's about to our desires. And then I had to think about, like, an aspect of who God is as a potter. How often do we say, Lord, shape me, knead me. But do we allow that? But do we really allow God to do that? Sometimes I have the feeling, and I've also saw that in my own life, and then I will also give an example, that sometimes we really want to become our own potters. How we want to touch our own clay, or maybe even the Word of God, see as a part of clay, that we as a potter can form God's Word to our desires. And that's logical. Like you heard in the song, knead me, Lord God. Also, when it sometimes hurts, it's logical. When God is shaping us, it hurts. And the human response is that we shouldn't do that because that hurts and we need to avoid the pain. And then I also had to think about a way where the way that the Word is described in the Word, and the Word is described as a mirror. And then you have people who hear the Word and do the Word. And actually, when we read the Word, then it will reveal to us what really plays, lives in our lives, like the good things and the bad things. And my question is, do we really dare to look in the mirror of the Word? Also, when we see things that we don't really like, do we still dare to look in the mirror when we look at the pot of our own life and maybe we see bumps into it? Like there's different responses to it, and I will talk about that later. But in Hebrews 4, verse 12, the Word is like, it says that the Word is like, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And this makes it humanly logical that we don't want to be shaped and formed, because when we look in the mirror and we see something that's wrong, then it needs to be cut off. And that hurts. It hurts. But I really had to think about a surgeon who cuts in things so that you can heal again. And yes, it hurts, but it's so important. So do you allow God to cut you, to cut into you, to cut things off of you, to come back to the mirror again? Like, to actually, and we to avoid that we have to be cut, there's a couple things that, like, there's a couple reactions to when we look in the mirror. There are people that hear it and don't do anything with it. They forget about their own face after they looked in the mirror. But maybe you look into the mirror and then you see flaws in the pot and then you want to cover it up quickly. It's like a little Band-Aid and it'll be all okay. Just a Band-Aid and, like, done. And maybe you see the bumps and the flaws in the clay and then... And now I really have to work hard on it. Okay, I'm really going to try so hard to make it all good and to... So that I can take away the flaws. Maybe you saw, maybe you saw a video about how a pot is made, and when you make one move that's wrong as a potter, the whole pot, and then we don't have the skills to work on our own pot, and then we make it worse and worse in our own life, and you can have to start all over. But you also have people that see the flaws on their pot. But they are really afraid of the next step. Okay, I see a flaw. Now what? Well, change. That sword that needs to cut. And then sometimes we try that to change the two-edged sword in a, like, according to love, we make it like a sword that doesn't cut and hurts. And we just say, it doesn't have to hurt, it doesn't have to hurt. But like with the surgeon, when the word cannot cut you anymore, it cannot heal you anymore either. In a preparation with Ramon gave a beautiful saying that a soft healer makes dirty wounds. We make the sword inactive. We became our own potters. It's quite difficult. We try to interpret verses that we like. So maybe there's like a desire that we have, that it's not that we also want to understand the difficult text, but when we start to change the text that rub us, that hurt us, when we interpret it in a way that's not biblical, when we don't want to accept what the word is saying, but the mirror should be a reflection to ask the next question, like, why does it hurt when I read this part of the word? Can I have an example from my own life? For who was here with my baptism? I used to be a homosexual, and in the time when I was a homosexual, I was looking at the Bible verses about homosexuality, and I was like, no, Lord, I don't want to believe that, and I really tried to reason it away. No, it was culturally, no, this is not, it's wrong, it's not from this time anymore, no, I don't want to read this part of the Bible, because God is a God of love, and the Bible is not right according to my own image, my own reasoning. But God did something in me, and I will come back to that later. Because what is the solution from the sword that doesn't work anymore, or like the my own potter? There's only one solution to all of it, and that's to surrender to the truth and to the potter. It starts with acknowledging what you see in the mirror, even the things that you find difficult. That's why I really believe why it's so good that we have to confess our sins to each other. You say, like, look, I got flaws. Look at my pot. I've got flaws. And we as Christians really point out each other's flaws. Look at that person's flaws and that person's flaws. But that's why we can use the mirror. And then we can confess to each other. Look, I got a flaw. Look at the flaw in my pot. I really have them too. And that's why you confess sins to one another. And then you get to surrender yourself to God's sword. Even when you find that hard, and God's going to help you to convince you. And God is also going to help you to change you. And sometimes God gives you tools that in obedience you can make a decision. But it starts with one thing, and that's to surrender yourself to the potter. So that the one that knows how to do this, who sees the flaws, he knows how to adjust it and how to heal it. When I put that back to my own testimony, in the time of the homosexuality, I was like, I don't want to believe it. But if it's your truth, I find it so difficult. But if it's your truth, Lord, convince me. Lord, help me to understand. Lord, change me, knead me, shape me, form me. Because, Lord, I surrender myself to who you are. I surrender because you're my Lord. Your truth is so much higher than I am. And, Lord, I want to surrender myself to your word. And if it's your truth, convince me. And the Lord did that. Amen? And later, I could stand here. I could get baptized. And I said I took a distance from my homosexuality. And God gave me new feelings. And I'm so thankful for that. And I think it's always so wonderful to look back to your testimonies of how you got changed and transformed. So we need God's word as a mirror to reveal things to us that are not just in our life yet. And we need God's word as a sword that can cut things off so we can heal. And we need him as our potter, as our Lord, so that he can change the flaws in our pot so he can make us whole again. And we cannot at the same time see all the flaws at the same time. Like when we look at the flaw, when we look in the mirror, we see the front, not the back. It's not all gone in one time. It's a process. God takes flaw after flaw, but it starts with the highest. We surrender ourselves to the potter. And then I also want to give you a question to think about home. Like when you look in the mirror today, it's also about me. I have to look in the mirror every day. Is there something we see where we might rather not touch what hurts, where we actually don't want to change in? Or maybe what we've really been working on ourselves in our own strength. Actually, are we done with doing it ourselves or to look away from the flaws? And are you ready to really go to the house of the potter and to surrender yourself to the potter? That's the question that I want to send you home with.